Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.
Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday and almost weekend. So for those who are who have big plans for the weekend, ito na, konti na lang, konting kembot na lang.
I know, it's the start of January, no, February.
February.
And did you notice that the weather lately is getting nicer?
Cooler again?
I don't want to talk about the weather like that, but it's just that yesterday, I passed by White Plains, and like, parang fall. Like the leaves were green though, but as in, it was such a nice image in my head. I wanted to romanticize my life. I felt like I was in a movie.
I think, you know, because it got warmer, you know, it was pretty cool, right?
Yes.
At the start of the year. It got warmer. We thought it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the second wind.
Yes.
Where it got chilly again.
It's just so, pretty it's nice. So nice.
It is nice. Unless you're probably planning a beach thing, then maybe it's not so nice.
Yeah, true.
Because I can imagine it would probably be cold in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, today, we've got a top 10 for you, thanking the Super Malice Guy for the topic, hashtag, to my greatest rival.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you know, whether it's a sports thing or maybe in school, kayo yung dalawang laging top students, mm-hmm. or maybe in the office, the one who seems to be, you know, the one who's up for the same positions as you are.
Mm-hmm.
What message do you have for them? So let's give you examples. To my greatest rival, panalo ka sa padamihan ng championships, pero panalo naman ako sa padamihan ng endorsements.
Ooh.
And yeah, when you think about it, that's a different game altogether.
That's true.
Just because you're the biggest champion,
mm-hmm.
yung pinakamarami kang championships, usually, ikaw din yung pinakamaraming endorsement. Pero mm-hmm. not always.
Kasi, ano eh, it says something about probably how they work with other people, their personality, how likable they are. Because, I mean, kahit pa sobrang galing mo, if people don't like you, right? If people always paint you, let's say, as the villain or the bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, how will they buy the product that you're endorsing?
It's true. Like a the one that comes to mind, there was a time that Anna Kournikova had the most like endorsements.
Okay.
But she's never even won anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pero in life, siya ang panalo.
That's what I mean, di ba? Na parang, you may have won the championships, but I've got all the big endorsements. And, well, depende kasi sa'yo. Some people are there for the game.
Mm-mm.
The endorsements, parang, what do you call that? Fringe benefits yun. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you're not going to say no to that, right? But your main point is to be the champion. So, depende rin kung ano yung habol mo. Another example to my greatest rival, the difference between you and my other rivals, you actually have my respect.
Okay.
Alam mo yung meron kang that one rival that The rest of them you can't stand. Mm-hmm. But there's one na parang, yeah, you're the goat that I'm chasing after.
It's kind of like the reason why you have respect for them is because you won't reach this goal or where you are right now without being in competition with them all the time.
At saka usually this is the one na if you're the challenger,
mm-hmm.
tapos siya yung parang hinahabol mong champion.
Yes.
Usually you would respect them.
Mm-mm.
Very rarely does it happen the other way around. Na kunyari ikaw yung champion tapos eto yung new guy Mm-mm. or new girl tapos tinatalo ka na niya. Para ang hirap to respect them because mm-hmm. syempre naiinis ka, di ba? Kasi parang, you're stealing my crown.
Yeah. Kailangan, so, in some other aspect, lamang pa din sila.
Oo. So usually, the one who tends to like, you know, you're my greatest rival, but I respect you. Mm-hmm. Usually, ito yung sila'y mas bago. Di ba? And ito, ikaw yung pinapanood ko nung bata ako.
Yeah.
Eh, mga ganun. To my greatest rival, without me, there would be no you. Without you, there would be no me.
Exactly what I was saying yeah. earlier.
Yeah.
Diba? Kailangan nyo isa't isa. You can't, you know, get rid of each other. And then, you will realize how thankful you are for your greatest rival.
Yeah.
Pag may nakatapat ka na parang medyo meh. You know what I mean?
Actually, minsan nga, sinasadya yan in show business. Mm. Not so much sports. Kasi sa sports, that's kind of a given. But like in show business, sometimes they pit, kunyari, one love team against another.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, the fans become more active when there's a rivalry.
Yeah.
Because if it's just you, uncontested, parang kahit pa paano, medyo corny.
Mm-mm.
But the moment there's like love team A versus love team B, then it becomes more alive.
Mm-mm.
So to a degree, kailangan mo talaga ng rival. You know, not so much hater, it's a rival. Yung somebody like you, your peer,
mm-hmm.
and then yun, kayo yung up against each other. And to my greatest rival, enjoy your victory. I will make sure it won't last very long.
I love that. I love that kind of play.
And especially like kunyari in tennis, di ba? Mm. Kasi like in tennis, ang dami naman yung Grand Slam.
Mm-mm.
So you might have won this one. I'll see you in the next one.
Yeah.
Di ba? So hindi ka naman talaga... Yung iba kasi ang tagal nung hintay mo. Like for example, NBA. Ang tagal nung next championship, di ba? Parang,
kasi mag-aantay ka ng buong season.
Medyo maghintay right. ka ng season. Ito kasi parang like after one tournament, you have three other Grand Slams to look forward to. Not to mention the other non-Grand Slam tournaments, mm-hmm. di ba? So, ang dami niyan. Ang dami mong chances. One last example, to my greatest rival, I don't like you, but I like what you bring to my game.
You know, I would rather be respected by my rival than be liked. Like,
yeah.
Mas gugustuhin ko pa yun eh.
You can hate me.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's better na parang you hate me but sobrang bilib ka dun sa nagawa mm-hmm. ko. Or hindi mo matalo yung yeah. nagawa ko.
Yeah. And because we also need each other.
Yeah. So, there you go. To my greatest rival. If you've got entries, you know what to do. Tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag to my greatest rival in all your tweets.
Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello.
There you go. Okay, so we gotcha. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malas Guy. Thank you. Hashtag to my greatest rival. Okay, so yeah. What's your message? To the people you consider your competition. Let's start off at number 10 from Estoy. Dear self, thanks for pushing me to be better. Love, self. So greatest rival niya.
Is yourself.
Is yourself.
Is yourself.
Yeah, as
most
it should be.
Time, yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, it should be. Pero diba, let's face it, mas nakakagigil yung pag yung rival mo ibang mm-hmm. tao. Kasi mm-hmm. syempre... You're not just up against your own records. Pag merong, whether you're the one trying to beat the record or somebody's trying to beat your record, yun, dun yung nakakagigil.
I think let's stay away from any conversation about records.
Oh, mukhang marami-rami yung mga entries.
Oh, no.
About records. And number nine, from 7070, to my greatest rival, there is no one I would rather stand beside on the winner's podium. Aww. Yung parang, whether I'm first, you're second, you're first, I'm second, parang I respect you that much that at least it's you, not some buisip person I don't like.
And it just means that you think highly of them because, you know, you don't mind your name nakakabit lagi with their name.
Yeah.
Diba?
Right. True. Yeah, but I can't help but think of instances in reality shows like Survivor where the runner-up ends up picking the winner to go to the final two with them. Na medyo nakakainis din because they're thinking, oh, you know, I'd rather sit beside this person because they're more deserving. But at the same time, they're sabotaging their own chances of winning by picking that person.
Kasi para mo nang sinabi na ang galing nito, kaya siya yung pinili ko.
Right?
It's like telling the jury na this guy is deserving.
Yeah.
Because imagine I'm the rival, but I'm choosing them. It means ganun sila ka galing. Kaya a lot of them are saying na, I brought them because they suck. Para meron ka pa rin bigwas ng konti dun sa competition mo. Number 8 from Puchoy Choy, to my greatest rival, FYI, I have no intention of winning against you. I just wanted to taunt you, stress you out, show everyone how you crack under pressure. All for fun.
Wow! Look at you having all the time in the world.
Alam mo yung guguluhin lang kita. Kasi ikaw yung may gusto talagang manalo. Wala man ako pake kung manalo ko o hindi. Guguluhin lang kita. Yun ang trip ko.
Yeah. And then, kung manalo ako in the process, that's great.
That's great. But the important thing for me is to frazzle you. If I can do that, that's my game.
Oh my gosh, that is such a challenge. I mean, like, if I knew, let's say, I found out that that's their plan.
That's the plan.
I would be so challenged. I would be like, oh, sige, try mo.
Kasi ang galing nila, no? Like, don't challenge people.
I know.
Actually
just biglang they're so good.
They're so good at it.
Exactly.
Number 7 from Archer Aguilar and Boy Bakal. Galingan mo naman. It's getting lonely here at the top.
Habol.
Oh, habol ka naman. Parang may excitement.
Alam mo, I remember there's this one time I joined the SEA Games qualifiers or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, it's like an open competition. Na parang you're just gonna have to swim so that kung makapasok yung time mo for the SEA Games. And then
that's it.
Yeah. So it's not really more like a competition between the swimmers. It's really you.
It's just you.
Yeah, you want the best time so that ma-qualify ka. And then I remember I was right beside... She was probably like 25 already. 25, 24. And then I was 12 years old.
Oh.
So open age kasi siya. So open age competition. And you could be beside an 8-year-old and you could be 27.
Right.
So ganun yung nangyari sa amin. And then I think I swam... Oh my gosh, I think that was 400 meters or something. Or probably like 100 meters. Ganun. Tapos alam mo yung I wasn't even halfway done. Tapos siya naka-chill na siya dun sa others.
Sa dulo.
Tapos na siya.
Oh my God.
In minutes. And I was so stressed out. Probably a lot of the other swimmers were also stressed out. Kasi it was clear that in that heat, in that group, that she was the one getting in. Obviously.
Right.
Kasi... Pero alam mo yung parang ako, hello, feeling ko bored na siya. May 100 meters pa ako. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, well, alam mo yung tambay lang siya.
Alam mo yung tuyo na yung buhok niya.
May makeup na.
Nag-makeup na.
Like
nakapag,
literally
nag-ano na siya, nag-ice tea na siya. Wala, wala. Ang tagal niyo.
Tapos alam mo pa, yung parang very recognizable pa talaga yung cheer after. Kasi okay. Syempre ako na yung last na nag-ano, diba? Na natapos. Okay. Yung parang tired clapping from the audience. Yung parang, finally.
Okay. Yay.
Parang ano, A for A for.
I was 12 years old. But that was a really interesting competition.
It's a good experience.
Yeah, it's a good experience.
Mm-hmm. And number 6 from Dweeb RC. To my greatest rival, the tribe has spoken. Avidasen. Sashay away. I'm sorry, but you've just been evicted from the Big Brother house. You're the last team to arrive.
Lahat na lang na pwede. Reality shows, ha?
Isa niya mga reality show. Basically, you lose. Sama mo na yung wake-up quiz. You lose!
You snooze!
Sama mo na yun.
Wait. Nakita niyo yung video of the casting, like the casting person from Amazing Race. They're already getting people from TikTok.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Oh, not shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
wala na, it's the new wave na talaga. Eh. I think people are like, it's a thing now. Even when you see entertainment news, diba usually an actor, singer, TikToker, blank.
Yes.
Blah 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 blah. So yeah, it's a thing. Number 5 from Camilo, to my greatest rival, you won the singing contest. But I'm the fan favorite. And very similar from Maxim De Winter. You won the championship, I won the fans. Iba rin siya eh, kasi it's not, how do you even explain it? Like, it's not tangible. Kasi pag, if you won, they'll just say, American Idol winner, or blah, blah, blah winner. When you say you're the fan favorite, you know that it's true, but there's no measurable.
Yeah.
Kind of way.
Mas masarap yung ano. Mas masarap yung winner ka na, fan favorite ka pa. Because that also happens.
That's the idea.
That's what makes a superstar.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kasi ang dalas talaga na it's weird pagdating sa pag-vote na nanalo sila. Pero after the contest, you'll see that, you know, sometimes the second place, the third place, the fourth place, sila yung sumisikat. Diba? So,
how
do you explain it?
There is an award in tennis, the ATP Fan Favorite Award, that hasn't gone to another person in all the decades that Roger Federer has been playing. Even the last one, na hindi naman siya naglaro because he's been injured, right? For the longest time.
Right.
He hasn't been active. Like, he played one tournament or something. He still won it. Like, literally, people are like, I wonder who's gonna win that award when he retires. Alam mo yung parang tinanggap na ng mga tao na hanggat hindi siya nag-retire, hindi mo siya matatalo sa award na yun.
But it would be interesting to find out, no? Kung sino yung first after Roger. Because, you know, that would be a big honor. Imagine
right?
parang ikaw yung unang nanalo post-Roger Federer. So, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, he's won it 19, 20 times. Parang ganon.
You're right.
In a row.
Is it like, for guys only? Tas merong girl version?
I'm not sure if there's a girl version. Pero ATP kasi. So, yes, this is the for the men. So, wala lang. Medyo wild lang talaga yung every single year. It's crazy. Before, then, he used to win parang the sportsmanship award every single year. Yun namang sportsmanship is voted by other players.
By your
so
peers.
So fan favorite voted by the fans, sportsmanship voted by the peers. And he used to win that all the time as well. So he's just a popular guy.
It's basically the tennis version of Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Alam mo, wala kang kaaway, wala kang lahat kasundo mo.
Oo.
Yeah. And number 4 from Genshin Impacto. To my greatest rival, if you will break my records, I will be genuinely happy for you because more than anyone, I know how hard it is to achieve that. Hello, you got it. You have the record. So you know what it takes to get there. So if somebody else, of course, masama loob mo, pero you kind of respect it for, you respect them for that. Kasi alam mo, mahirap ah. Kasi ako, nahirapan ako. So you must have gone through a lot to break my record. And number three from Flair, to my greatest rival, I don't want to be the next you. I want to be the first me.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Diba? Ito yung parang individuality.
Ito again, ito yung mga tipong goat na yung rival mo. Uh-huh. Ikaw parang up and comer ka pa lang.
Yeah.
Then that's what you want. Like, you don't want to be the next goat. Mm-hmm. I want to be the goat. And like, on my account. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Parang ano, mga LeBron James, you know, since he was in high school, he was looked at as the next Michael Jordan.
Yes.
But when you look at his achievements now that, you know, he's played an entire career, really, it's very much comparable to Michael Jordan's.
Right.
Kumbaga, he's not the next Michael Jordan. Like, they could be rivals when you look at the numbers. Yeah. Ganon, yung level, yeah.
Tapos ano na, may mga bago na. The next LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Ganun lang yun.
Pero galing lang when they live up to the hype. It's amazing.
Yes.
Like for LeBron, for example, you know, I know a lot of people are parang very, what do you call this? Very, yung mga, especially the ones that grew up watching Michael Jordan, they're very territorial. Na parang, yeah, nobody's like Mike. But, you know, I also grew up watching Michael Jordan and I love him. But I have so much respect for LeBron just because, you know, since he was in high school, grabe talaga the hype. Na parang, it was insane. The fact that he more than lived up to the hype, I think that's amazing.
That must feel great for his fans. Yung parang,
makakahinga
sila. Nakakahinga sila.
Kasi ako, diba, I don't know much about basketball, but I do read, because of the tweets, the mga posts, ganyan. I do get na parang he's that rare star na
rare Pokemon.
Very pano, polarizing.
Mm-mm.
Yung parang there are as many hate tweets as there are fan tweets when it comes to him.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, not like, let's say, si Michael, parang everybody just worshipped him at the time. Parang siya,
but
like,
only because I think he wasn't playing in the time of social media.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's true. Siguro baka na...
Nabash
din siya.
And usually the bashing comes from the younger, the older generation. Those nga that are very territorial. Na they feel like, no, ito na yung goat eh. Diba? Let's not bring up that conversation anymore.
Right. And number two, coming from Melay Supergirl. Magkaiba ang nagsusumikap sa gumagamit ng connection para umangat. Ito yung mga ano, tipong rival mo sa promotion, rival mo sa politics. Kasi ito yung very much affected by connections, by padrino.
Pero kasi, like, what if that's their game? I mean, you could also look at it that way. I'm not saying I totally agree with it. But for some people...
Diba? I guess that's the point.
I think the best thing is to have a little bit of both. Because let's be honest, a lot of people na nagsusumikap don't actually make it if they don't have connections or if they don't make connections. Because there are certain career paths na mahirap talaga unless you network, unless you make friends. You know what I mean? Parang
true.
You can't make it on your own. So it's always an advantage to have somebody in your corner. So if you can do that, but at the same time nagsusumikap ka, they'd be great. Parang that will be, I think, definitely more of an assurance na magkakaroon ka ng may mararating ka.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, I mean, that's what makes a superstar, that they're likable. They can probably make good connections, right? And they're good at what they do.
Yeah. Yep. Ano lang siguro, like, siguro that's why Melay said, ano, na parang magkaiba. You have to know the difference. Kasi merong tao na nagsasucceed na they're just really good. And then there are those who succeed because they have a measure of talent, but also because of, ano, lalo na sa showbiz, Di ba nadidinig niya lagi na parang, this person was perfect for the role. Bakit ang napunta yung isa yung pala, you know,
anak ng celebrity or something.
Yeah, or ano siya, yung inaalagaan ng isang director or something. Di ba? Like, I remember si Aaron Taylor Johnson used to get that early on in his career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kasi I love him.
He's married to, ano kasi, di ba? Like, the director, the much older female director. Tapos parang, yun yung ano nila, na parang, bakit siya lagi yung star? Eh, ang daming pwedeng, ano, na parang, kasi ang argument nung wife is that, you know, she auditioned many actors, pero the best one was just her husband. But of course, people are like, just say it. It's like, well, it's my movie, so I'll cast my husband.
That's true.
I guess it's that, eh. It's true. The whole, yung parang, magpaka-ano ka na lang, magpaka, say it, call it for what it is. You know, it's my movie. I choose the cast and deal with it. Diba?
I wonder if kahit pa may casting people, parang malaki pa rin
yung
director.
I think the final call is always, of course,
yeah,
they get to handpick people.
Uh-oh. I think they can make recommendations, pero in the end, it's really, I think, directors and producers. Kasi producers sila yung
money,
pera eh. So, I think they also have a pull, pero I think may mga usapan na yan na parang, if you're going to get me as a director, lalo pag sikat na.
Especially big name.
You have to give me the final word. Siguro usapan na nila yan kasi nga, pag parang too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah.
Pag masyadong nangingialam yung mga producers, I'm sure ayaw din ang director yun. So, yeah. And the top, to my greatest rival, comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
to my greatest rival, you beat me at my worst, but I beat you at your best.
I like that one.
Diba, like, kunyari,
ibig sabihin mas magaling ka talaga.
Oo, yung parang, okay, that one time na natalo mo ako, I was injured.
Off night ko yun eh.
Parang ganun.
That was a fluke.
But when I beat you, that was your best, you know, you were at your peak.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat you, FYI. Pero ang hirap lang dyan kasi you can't really measure it. It's really just more of a girean kind of thing between rivals.
It's something that you say just
to
get to them.
Yeah, it's just something that you say.
It's also something that fans say.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. I mean, honestly, there's no way to prove it. But there are just cases na yung you just know that it's true. You know, but yeah. So there you go. For doesn't have to be just sports, huh? It can be like in the office, your rival in love. Go for it. Tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag to my greatest rival in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Yes, you are.
Ikaw yung sumagot. Siya yung sumagot for you.
Oh, okay. I'm on mute.
There you go. There you go. Gusto ko yung Team Bahay, are you there? Tapos sabi ni Rica, yes, you are.
Because I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Okay, so thanking the Super Malas guy for the topic for today, to my greatest rival. Number 10, coming from Memski. Oo, ikaw ang pinakasalan, pero ako ang kanyang nasa isipan.
Oh.
Alam mo, like, we've discussed this many, many times before. Until now, hindi ko pa rin alam which one I prefer. Not that I should, obviously, the preferred is that ikaw yung pinakasalan, ikaw din yung mahal.
Yeah.
Pero kunyari lang. Because I keep shifting, you know. One moment I think, at least pinakasalan, ikaw yung legal, di ba? Mm-hmm. May iba siyang iniisip. But then on the other end, it's like, aba, siya yung nahirapan. Imagine mo ikaw yung, siya yung pinakasalan, pero ako yung iniisip niya.
Yeah.
So I can't choose.
Kasi kapag ikaw iniisip niya, you're still not with them fully.
That's what I'm... No, not at all.
At
not
all.
Just,
yeah.
Not just not fully, but... Diba? Kasal na siya eh. Pero ikaw yung pining for you. So, I don't know. Forced to choose. Which one would you opt for?
Forced to choose.
Kasi obviously, let's lay it out there. Parehong olats yan. Diba? Yung whichever position you're in, you lose. Pero if you had to, if you had to choose one, which one would you rather, which hell would you rather be living in?
Depende sa net worth niya.
Actually, no. I mean, it may sound funny. Hindi, it may sound funny, but it's
but
true.
But it makes sense, yeah.
Kasi kunyari,
kasi kung malaki yung net worth niya, diba? For example, it means you're gonna be living a more than comfortable life.
That's
and
true.
You're good. So, parang half of it, kung wala kayong prenup, diba? Half of that is yours. So, if you're being practical about it, then definitely, parang you're better off as the one na pinakasalan. But then again, kung kunyaring what he has to offer is like a
regular life. Not bad, not great. Parang, you know, not bad, not great. Yeah.
Pero, pero still, pag pinakasalan ka, remember, your responsibilities, there will be added responsibilities.
Of course.
Diba? In your life. Because you're more like, what do you call this? Malamang you're gonna have children.
Yes,
you're
right.
Gonna take care of, you know, each other and all of that. So, suddenly, the pinakasalan part doesn't sound that appealing to me. Ako na lang yung iniisip kasi at least
you're living your own life.
Diba? You're pining for me, but I'm living my own life and you're living your own life.
Kasi ako ngayon ganun eh. Parang I'm thinking more. I can't stand the idea that we're together, pero may iba kang iniisip.
But you're thinking of
it's
someone
such, else. It's super torture. And that would chip away at my self-esteem every single day. Up to the point na dadating yung araw, pupo na yung tingin ko sa sarili ko, di ba? Yung parang, what am I here? Di ba? Yung like, I'm here, I'm, you know, yeah, we're taking care of each other. Yes, we're like, you know, but you're in love with somebody else.
What if the situation is you would only find out that they were thinking of somebody else throughout your whole relationship at the end?
Ay, ayoko rin. Hello, ito yung...
Parang everything was a lie.
Oo, parang magbababay ka na lang. Palulungkutin mo pa
ako. If you think about it, you weren't malungkot during.
Yeah, but what a horrible
still,
way to leave.
You'll be sad after, yeah.
Hindi, kunyari ako yung madededs on my deathbed. Tsaka sasabihin na, actually, I've never really loved you. I was in love with somebody else. Parang, gee, thanks! What a farewell! Parang, salamat ha! So, I don't know. No. Parang, oo nga.
Thanks for wasting my time.
At least if I'm the one na parang iniisip. Parang, at least I'm doing what I like to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not...
Yun nga, unless Jeff Bezos level rich siya, di ba? Sige, wag mo na akong isipin. Basta,
wag mo na akong mahalin. Wag mo na akong halikan. Wag mo na akong... Basta, akin ang kayamanan.
Exactly. I mean, I agree.
Tatakot ako dun sa tawa ni Rica. Parang yung...
parang si Jeff Bezos yung matatakot sa'yo. Pero parang bagay kayo. Di ba ganyan siya tumawa?
Oo. Nakakatakot yung tawa niya.
Manic.
Oh my gosh, it went viral.
What? Diba I sent you a link? Yung
really
tawa niya.
Really weird laugh.
Parang very villainous laugh.
Nakakatakot.
Sobra naman.
Hindi, totoo. It was almost cartoonish.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
It was almost cartoonish, the way he laughed. Number 9, coming from Genshin Impacto. To my greatest rival. Funny seeing you here, applying for a position in my company.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ito yung mga, siguro rivals kayo in school. Diba? Yung parang, yeah, valedictorian ka. Ako lang yung salutatorian. Pero, sino ngayon na nag-a-apply in whose company? Yeah. Yan ang very clear to me. You can have the medals. Basta, ang mas gusto ko definitely is success post-school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aanin ko yung mga medal-medal, di ba? I mean, syempre, ang, the reason we want those medals mm-hmm. is because we want to succeed in an actual real life,
yeah.
di ba? And so, ako, I'm super okay with that role na ako yung olat sa school, pero sa akin nag-a-apply lahat ng mga bemedaled classmates.
Pero grabe nga, no? Parang whatever you did in high school, of course, may merit siya in college.
Of course,
if you do decide to go to college. But in real life, parang it is not worth shit.
Well, you know, it, maybe not directly, but it adds to your personality.
Yeah, I know, but not direct. Like, siguro directly yun nga, if you plan to decide, if you decide to go to college, obviously, diba?
Hindi, tsaka ano yan. Usually, ang nabalita sa akin, I have a friend na works in the corporate world. Yung pinakaunang part lang. At tsaka, it's not even so much how you perform. Mm-hmm. They don't even look at your medals or your awards.
Yeah.
Ano raw talaga? Meron silang pile for certain schools.
Uh-huh.
And then another pile na the rest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They don't, the school they prefer.
It's just the school.
School.
Tapos ano na lang, siguro,
oh my God.
Siguro later on na lang magfa-factor in yung kunyari, summa cum laude or mga uh-huh. ganyan. Yung feeling ko, unless napaka-fantastic nung credentials uh-huh. mo, one or two awards will not matter.
Right.
Unless napaka-fantastic. Yung alam mo yun, yung super galing nung mm-hmm. nung ano mo, resume mo. Pero yun nga, like, according to this person that I talked to, they don't even, like, the rest goes to the trash.
Mm.
Ganun siya ka.
They don't tapos, even give them a chance?
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, at least in that office, ha?
Yeah.
In that corporate world. Tapos, pipili sila from the other batch, from the other pile. Dun lang sila kukuha. So I was like, I was shocked.
Wow.
I was so shocked. I was like, what? Like, I would think that they would go through
all of them.
At least kahit papano man lang, diba? Tignan mo man lang yung CV nung tao, kung ano yung mga nagawa niya. Malay mo naman, sobrang galing, diba? Or, I don't know, like, that was crazy. Number 8, coming from 7070, to my greatest rival. Because of you, ito yung more of ano to, ha? Like, races, yung mga takbo-takbo, ganyan. Because of you, I realized the value of time. How every minute, second, and in a race, millisecond. How each moment counts.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, did you guys see yung parang video nung cyclist na like as they were about to finish the course, pagdating dun sa finish line, yung parang nag-stop na siya nung pag-pedal.
Oh yeah.
Tapos yes. Biglang sa replay, nauna pala sa kanya yung
oh no!
Madami no? Yan.
Oh my God. So
even ano, even foot races. Alam mo yung biglang nagtaas na sila ng kamay.
Uh-oh.
Tapos wala pa sila dun sa ribbon. Mm. Tapos biglang uh-oh. Somebody just inched them away from the victory.
Oh my God.
It happens
so
all
awkward.
The time. Ano yan na? That's an entire compilation on YouTube. Yung mga just to prove
false celebration.
That you shouldn't celebrate too early. Yeah. Diba? Tapusin yes. mo muna yung race before anything else. And my gosh, speaking of, I'm so excited. Did you see, meron ng documentary kay Neymar.
Who's Neymar?
The football player.
Ah, the football player.
The Brazilian football player.
I'm so excited. And FYI, I don't watch football.
I'm not a big Neymar fan.
Kasi ikaw, you're a football fan. So, syempre, ikaw, you have
a... Ikaw, you're a Neymar fan.
I'm a Neymar
fan. Sa bagay, may kanto person vibe siya. I mean, I know he's like...
Hoy! Alam mo tong babaeng to? Grabe
to. Oh my gosh, Hazel, if you only saw Chico's face, how offended he was.
Oh my gosh! What do you mean by that?
What I'm trying to say is, he's very street, you know? Like, not like the David Beckhams of the world na parang very, very sir-like.
Actually,
you know
that's
what I
true.
Mean?
And then gets
with Neymar, he's very, basta he gives off a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gets. Hindi, very ano kasi, yep. Very unique kasi yung look niya, di ba? Very, it's not your usual, di ba usually pag football, you have like the David Beckham, parang yeah. Blonde looking guys. And then there's the, you know, the Italian team, Spanish team, looking Latinos. Siya parang weird eh, di ba? Parang halo-halo yung
yeah.
itsura niya. Parang hindi mo siya ma-place. You can't really tell parang his ethnicity.
Gusto mo bang sumama dun sa mixture niya? Do you wanna dive into his mixture?
Into his gene pool? Oh my gosh, ano, did you hear about the speaking of race, that very incendiary topic now? Whoopi Goldberg was suspended.
Oh, she apologized.
She apologized na rin,
on the show where?
From The View.
From The
She's
View,
been
yeah.
suspended for gaano katagal? Couple of weeks or something.
I'm not sure how long pero
medyo matagal.
Last I checked basta she apologized. That was the last I heard of it. For her Holocaust comments,
Holocaust diba? Comment. Oh, so, yeah, that was, you know, speaking, since we were talking about different races. Nakakaano talaga. Pero alam mo ha, like I was reading the comment section of the tweet where I saw the news that was, na yun nga, na-suspend siya. Ang ganda rin ng mga comments. I mean, before the trolls and mga mema. Yeah. Yung first few, they were saying na parang, golden opportunity lost. Kasi parang more than just, you know, slapping her on the wrist and then suspending her. Parang, we could have had a really good discussion. Kasi this is Whoopi Goldberg. She's not going to say something just hateful for the sake of saying hateful. Sabi nga nila, parang she did admit that it was a mistake on her part. What we should have done is have a dialogue.
Yeah.
Diba kasi sabi nila parang this is a learning, lalo na pag yung tao na involved. Hindi naman hater, hindi naman troll, hindi naman...
She has something to say.
Baka misinformed lang.
Yeah. Baka misinformed. And I'm sure she would be the first to say, please inform me what was wrong with my statement. Diba? And she would, and she was. She did apologize.
Yeah.
So, sabi nga nila parang sana imbis na parusahan mo lang siya ng ganon. You like invite some scholars of Jewish history and
what did she say?
Hindi, ang ano lang niya kasi parang
yung
Holocaust is more I hate
white people against white people. Parang something to that effect.
Parang gano'n okay. na it's not about ang actually the pinaka
it's not about race.
It's not about race, sabi niya. It's about inhumanity. Yung parang it's about hate. It's about people hating other human beings. And they were just saying, you know, you kind of missed the whole point.
Yeah.
Because you remember, like, during Nazi Germany, they were talagang teaching kids na these are not people.
Yeah.
The Jews are not people. They're like, parang demons, parang ganon. So, sabi nila, how can that not be about race? You know, like, you were practically trying to erase an entire people from the face of the planet. Because, quote-unquote, they're like, they're non-human. They're subhuman.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yung main argument nila about it.
Pero, alam mo, controversial din kasi in one episode of And Just Like That, the Sex and the City reboot, there was a very brief scene of a guy that Anthony brought to dinner. Parang they were about to have dinner in Charlotte's house or Charlotte's place. Tapos, the guy joked na parang, or not, parang it was a joke dun sa show, pero the guy said to Harry, yung husband ni Charlotte, who's Jewish, na, you know, the Holocaust isn't real, right? Or something like that.
Right.
Like, he said something to that effect. So, obviously, in the show, Anthony told him to get the F out, you know, leave.
Right.
So, they didn't have dinner anymore. But the fact that it was put there, people felt like it was in poor taste na parang, bakit nilagay pa yon? That comment alone, you know, even if they, you know, dismissed the guy, hindi na natuloy yung date or whatever, parang they just felt na that shouldn't have been there.
Or at least make it like, kasi sa akin, parang baka kasi you're also trying to bring light that there are still people who are racist in that way.
Yeah.
So siguro lang parang maybe they should have made it more substantial. Rather than just say the hateful statement and then get out. Ano yung
parang, pero alam mo, in ano, in Hollywood, it's just a little frustrating. Like, in the entertainment industry, very specifically, how people who aren't white, who say racist things, get, like, the harshest punishment. But people who are white, who say racist things, they're the ones that actually get away with it. Like, medyo, you know, okay pa sila after. You know, like, they're gonna get, yeah, they're gonna get reprimanded or whatever, they're gonna apologize, and then they're forgiven.
Right.
Kasi parang, just to cite an example, this was very controversial in the reality TV world. One of the Real Housewives from, I don't watch her, Salt Lake City. Anyway, Asian siya. Tapos parang may mga na-dig up na old posts about BLM. Na basically, she was against defunding the police. So, parang hindi siya masyadong, she wasn't like standing with the people behind the Black Lives Matter movement. Tapos when the tweets were dug up, she got fired from her job.
Oh, wow.
But then, you know, you see, yeah, she, like the network Bravo released a statement na parang, oh, you know, due to what happened, blah, 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 like we're no longer working with blah, 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 Jenny Nguyen or something yung name niya. Tapos parang, a lot of people were like, oh, good, that's a good decision. But what are you doing with this person? With this person?
Right,
like, you know, and then they mentioned
right.
several white housewives who have said, you know, maybe equally worse things na parang hindi BLM, pero, you know, very racist nonetheless. Pero they're still there. Yung parang, okay, so
but
how come
sila?
You're not firing Ramona?
Right, right.
How come you're not firing Lisa Rena? You know, these are parang notoriously worse than the girl they fired na the Asian woman. Diba? Yung parang, ba't ganun? But parang selective punishment? Nakakaano lang. Parang it's a little, damn, this is the world we live in. You know, even the racists are victims of racism.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right? It's crazy.
That's true.
It's crazy.
Is it because like, I don't know, baka nasanay na yung mga tao? Is it because it's happened
hindi,
multiple times?
Protected lang sila. They're just more protected.
Kumbaga,
mas malakas yung kapit nila.
Hindi mo nga hindi mo nga lang sinasabi na parang, I mean, the ones who do get punished, you're not saying that they shouldn't have been punished, but it's more like, sana
but
yung iba
equal.
Din.
Sana all,
diba?
Actually.
Parang, bakit yung isa, yung Ramona, who's been notoriously racist for the longest time in New York, the New York franchise, bakit siya parang, you know, ang ano lang nila, you know, we made her attend a sensitivity class or yung mga ganon. Eh, bakit itong si Asian housewife fired agad?
Fired agad.
Right?
Right,
it's crazy.
Right.
So weird that even with that, parang may equality issue pa din.
Yeah, well, yeah, super.
Yeah. Kaya malayo pa talaga. You know, super layo pa nung journey natin as a human race.
Yeah.
Medyo ano talaga.
But we should just like continue.
Yeah. Number 7, coming from Camilo, to my greatest rival, nasungkit mo man ang corona, ako naman na mag-uwi kay celebrity Borta Judge. So, in the end, sinong nagwagi?
True.
Wow.
Yung may corona pa rin.
May corona.
Yeah.
Kasi kung ako, I choose the crown. You bring home whatever,
same.
Judge. You know?
At saka, who says if I brought the crown, ano?
Sige, kain mo yan.
If I got the crown, I can't get the...
Hindi, kunyari either or. Kunyari either or. Hindi, ganito. Sige. Si ano muna? Si Hazel muna. Si Hazel muna. Kunyari, ano tayo? Beauty contestants tayo, di ba?
Sige.
Isa sa atin, mananalo ng corona. Isa sa atin, mananalo ng judge. Sabi mo, gusto mo corona, di ba? Mm. Paano kung ang celebrity judge, si... Kunyari, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Lisa Vanderpump. Nangyari na yun. Nangyari na yun. It ain't a lie.
Oh, isa corona. Isa judge. Oh.
Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, while you're thinking, si Rica naman, sige, ang corona. Mm. Yung judge, si Namjoon.
Nee.
Wait. Ah, hindi, ako corona pa rin. Corona pa rin because chances are that judge voted for me to win, right?
Right.
Also probably voted for me. So, mataas na yung tingin niya sa akin and I bet, syempre maaalala niya ako kasi ako yung winner. So, even if I don't bag the judge now, I will have a connection.
Hindi, kunyari either or. Kunyari either or lang.
Ay, Ay, naku.
You can't get
you can't
other,
get both
in any way.
Sige na, sa inyo na yung crown.
Sabi ko na eh, depende sa judge. Kasi inisip natin, some random faceless judge.
Obviously.
Pero pag binigyan mo na ng kung sino,
sabagay, ano naman eh,
mapapaano ka talaga eh.
There will be other pageants.
Did I kill him? No, una parang, syempre, crown.
The judge.
Tapos biglang ngayon, there are other pageants.
There are other competitions.
Ang bilis mag-ano? Ang bilis mag-change ng mind. Number six, coming from Nero, to my greatest rival. Actually, six and five, medyo similar. Number six from Nero, to my greatest rival, bakit parang iba na tong nararamdaman ko towards you?
Oh! Oh! What do you mean?
And you know what? It's really possible, like, kasi, syempre, especially if you're the type of person who's attracted to, you know, some healthy competition.
Right.
And then also, they're not bad to look at. And then, magkasama kayo lagi.
Kasi TBH, ang hirap kasi nung... When this person is poised to take away something that you
from
feel
you.
Should be yours.
Ah.
Diba? True. So parang kahit gaano pa sila ka hot physically.
Mm.
Parang ang hirap magkagusto sa kanila.
Well,
I don't know with you guys, pero for me parang ang hirap talaga. No matter how attractive they are.
There is something about hate, you know.
Hindi, alam mo, maritong kausap ko eh. Hindi dapat ito yung tinatanong natin.
Hindi, I'm just saying, di ba? Parang feeling ko, mas gusto ko yung situation na rivals kami, di ba? Mm. Pero ako yung I'm about to take away something from him. So, siya yung may gigil factor. So, siya yung may hate. Tapos, I'll be on the receiving end. Oh. Parang pwede.
Aray. Hazel, wait. Na tinatamaan ako ng freak flag mo.
I'm just saying.
Grabe tong isang to.
Isipin mo, Chico, ikaw talaga yung mag-uuwi nung ano. Kunyari, let's say in school, ikaw yung mag-uuwi ng gold medal.
Oh, sige.
So, galit, gigil na gigil siya sa'yo dahil second lang siya. Feeling niya, deserve yung gold.
Hmm.
So, biglang ganun, mauuwi kayo sa hating each other all the way to the bedroom.
Okay.
Hindi
kasi, okay, like, okay.
I think it's an exciting
because I am ultimately the winner in the situation. Mm. Alam mo yun, ako yung mag-uwi.
Hindi, ako
pero
ganito.
Exciting siya on some level. I feel like exciting siya to think about.
Ako ganito.
Hindi ako na-attract talaga sa ano.
Pag kunyari, it's a very, kunyari sports. Hindi rin eh. Hindi kasi ini-imagine ko, kunyari, hindi ko naman siya masyadong kilala. Rival mo lang siya. Tapos parang, yun nga, kunyari, nag-ano kayo, race, ganyan, tapos natalo ka niya. You can still find them attractive, but ang ano ko kasi more of like, alam mo yung arch enemy mo na siya. Yung kunyari, whether it's in sports or in your industry, or kunyari, artista kayo, tapos kayo yung top leading men, leading ladies, and you're up for the same roles, and you know, sometimes you lose roles that you really wanted for yourself to them.
Yeah.
Yun yung parang TBH, no matter how attractive they are, malalagpasan nung resentment. For me, ha?
I mean, it only works if you were, to begin with, attracted to the person already.
Kahit
kumbaga,
na.
Kasi kunyari,
from the start, attracted. Tapos parang yun nga, biglang naging rivals kami. Tapos, some things that I really, really wanted, sa kanya napunta.
Mm-hmm.
Ang hirap for me to let it go. Ang usually mawawala yung attraction. More than mawawala
yung
resentment.
Well, obviously.
Oo.
Kasi parang, di ba...
But that's mawawalan when you think na yung mas maraming nakuha from you. But what if mas marami kang nakuha from them?
Tapos yung makukuha nila from you mas onti. Mm.
Ah,
from that position na
kumbaga,
yes. I'm more successful than the rival.
Kumbaga, yes, may nakuha sila sa'yo, but not as much as you na, di ba?
Oo, yeah. Kaya pwede nilang bawiin sa ibang paraan, mm-hmm. di ba? Pwede kasi, nilang...
Kasi pero kasi ako, ano, if you're gonna take something from me, I have to take something from you.
Mm.
Di ba?
Like your hand. Their lives?
You know that scene from World War Z with where Brad Pitt just like chops off the lady's hand?
Oh, Lord.
alam mo yung mag-handshake na kami, tapos lang, ha!
Parang ang mahirap dito pag si Rica yung kausap yung kalaban, buhay ang alam mo,
like it's just a clean cut.
Alam
like
mo, Hazel, buti na lang no, ka-team natin siya. Nakakatakot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nakakatakot. Number five, again, I told you, 6 and 5, medyo similar, from Chinito Ken. To my greatest rival, sa gym equipment, talagang makikisabay ka pa talaga at makikigaya ka sa workout ko? Ano, gusto mo? Samay na din tayo sa steam room, sauna. Ano? Ha? Ano? Sige na! Sauna na tayo! Papawis na tayong dalawa!
So, bakit parang very marky yung Hi! Ana! Hi!
Ah, ano? Hindi, gano'n naman kay Marky. Ito, very, ano, very, very gruff.
Oo.
Very, very Steffi. Very gruff.
Steffi gruff.
Number four from the Super Malas guy. To my greatest rival, after beating me, you retire? How dare you deprive me of regaining my crown?
Alam mo ba? Kasi I play, one of the games I used to play is like, parang siyang Scrabble online. It's called okay. Word War. So anyway, you can play with other people from anywhere in the world. So, yung record ko dun, for the longest time, like, I did not have a defeat at all.
Okay.
Tapos I remember, there was one kalaban that I had a really tough time beating. But I won. Pero alam mo yung parang, it was a close one. It was the closest one ever. Because all the previous kalabans, parang medyo antagal kong nakapetics na sure na ako na panalo na ako. So anyway, tong kalaban na to, medyo up to the very last word. Yung ganong level, up to the very last word, I was uncertain kung mananalo. Kung kinakabahan ako. Kasi parang, oh no, I think I'm about to lose for the first time. And nanalo ko. Tapos may ano kasi option after a game. Pwede ka niyang i-challenge to a rematch. So, challenge niya ako to a rematch. I rejected the challenge.
Oh my God!
Can't. Because in my head, nope, I'm not playing with you again because you came close to beating me and I'm not gonna give you another chance to beat me. I already won. So, ni-reject ko yung playing. Pero pag yung mga natatalo ko na, alam mo yung malayo yung lamang ko sa score. Oh, sige lang, challenge mo lang ako na i-challenge. Accept lang ako na accept kasi in my head, well, I can add more W's to my statistics because I'm pretty sure I can beat you over and over again. Pero yun, yung alam ko na medyo may chance na matatalo ko nito.
No. I won't even give you a chance.
Actually, no. That's very similar naman to, medyo ano to, medyo flip side of the coin. Yung ano, yung pag naghahabulan kayo, tapos pagtaya ka na, pag ikaw na yung
ayoko na, uwi na
ayoko ako. Ayoko na, ano, kailangan ko na umuwi. Pinapauwi na ako ng nanay ko.
Ay, ganyan din ako. Ganyan din ako.
Why am I not surprised?
No, I mean, I'll try. Like, alam mo yun, pag nag-try ako, tapos wala ako agad na habol first go, ay, ano na pala, uwi na ako. Ayoko na.
Oh my gosh. And number three. Hindi, pero kasi like, for example, sorry, I just have to go back a little bit. From Steffi Graf, my favorite.
Mm.
That's one of her, ano, it was what she did. Like, she won her final, parang Wimbledon nga ba yun, right before she retired. Parang, if I'm not mistaken, yun yung final match niya, or maybe one more or two more after that. And then she retired. So, ang ganda. Parang, alam mo yung,
yeah,
you retire at the peak of your game, nakaka grand slam mo lang.
Uh-oh.
Ang ganda nung ano, ang ganda nung retirement kasi parang you never felt like magre-retire ka kasi natatalo ka na.
Mm.
So that is like sobrang Lodi levels.
But that's parang also a really hard decision because what if, 'di ba, that's only the start. 'Di ba, parang to come like
is,
to get to that decision,
alam mo na ano, alam mo na hindi start yun because she'd already won like 20 yeah. plus
super
grand
dami
slam
na. Super dami.
Pero ang problema kasi doon, na nangyayari na siya multiple times. Like in tennis, for example, yung parang they retire thinking the record is safe because the next
record
is sobrang layo na parang it's actually parang almost physically impossible for them to reach my record. So, you know what? I'm just gonna call it quits. Ang problema, hindi yun, nothing is ever safe, you know? As yung kay Steffi, diba? For a long time, the record was safe. But then, Serena broke it at some point. Na hindi naman yun nakita, she didn't see Serena coming, you know what I mean? Because by the time she retired, hello, ang layo-layo pa ni Serena. Diba? So, yun yung problema doon. Parang feeling mo, okay na, petix na ako. Sure na ako na yung may record forever.
Pero
how
for,
do you know?
Pero for me, as a Steffi fan, like super, super fan, I would have made the same decision for her. Kunyari, advisor niya ako. Kasi, alam mo yung that final win of hers, alam mo yung medyo ano na siya, Hail Mary na siya. Yung parang, hirap na rin siya manalo at that point. So,
okay.
Parang for me, when she won, TBH, underdog na siya. Yung parang people were not really expecting her to win anymore. So sa akin, parang, from a fan's point of view, parang, uy, thank you, pinagbigyan siya. Binigyan pa siya ng isa. Pero TBH, I really don't think, from the bottom of my stan heart, I really don't think she would have more after that. Parang alam mo yun, yung siguro, kung talagang super, 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 super pinagbigyan siya, maybe one more. Pero hindi na rin substantial to the point na na ma-withstand niya si Serena Williams. So for me, parang tama na yun. It's a good way to retire. At least kahit na break yung record mo, you're like, I'm one of the best of all time. You know, and
that's true.
Hindi ko inabutan yung... Tsaka when you see her, diba, after she retired, she seemed so at peace. Hindi siya yung parang meron pa siyang FOMO na I should still be playing.
Yeah, yeah.
She looked very happy when you would see her watching tennis matches after she retired.
Tsaka she never went back because there are a lot of players
back.
Na parang ang tagal nang nag-retire. But, you know, siguro they always had that I probably would have won more if I didn't retire shortly. Like Kim Clijsters, for example, who retired a long time ago but found herself back on tour like a couple of years ago. She decided to come out of retirement and compete again because she was inspired by people like Serena, people like Federer. Na parang, you know, these people, nobody expects them to win anymore because of their age. But look at them, they're still winning.
Right.
Which makes them think na, kaya ko din siguro,
kaya ko din
diba?
Yan.
Let me go back. Let me try.
No, I'm glad she did not. I'm super glad. I mean, in as much as I would have loved to see her play again, parang sa akin, it's done. You know, you've already had your run. Nobody will talk about tennis without talking about her. You know what I mean? So, okay na ako doon. Kahit hindi ka pa pinakamaraming records or pinakamaraming grand slams, I'm happy as a fan that she already has her position in the pantheon of champions.
Mm-hmm.
Of sports.
True.
Not just tennis, but sports. So, okay na ako doon. Kesa yung parang makikita ko pa na nagsa-struggle siya, na natatalo-talo na siya. Mapaprustrate lang ako for somebody who...
I don't know. Ang hirap eh. Ang hirap to say. Kasi... medyo nandyan ako sa phase na yan because, you know, all my favorites are I think in the position na medyo parang, kaya pa ba? Diba? Parang, I don't know. Pero, but when I think about Roger, for example, Roger Federer, before winning his 17th Grand Slam, or his 18th pala, before winning the Australian Open in 2017, ilang taon na siyang walang slams noon. And people were already counting him out. They were thinking, you know, so many people were already saying, you should just retire because you already achieved everything. You know, parang matatarnish lang yung name mo because you're not winning anymore. But, you know, he actually defied all expectations when he won the Australian Open in 2017. Pero, alam mo yun, a lot of people were thinking, should he call it quits after that? Because it was such a storybook, ano, diba? Parang championship, si Nadal pa yung natalo niya and all that. But he did not retire. Nanalo pa siya ulit ng Wimbledon that year. And the next year, he was able to defend that Australian Open title. So, alam mo, nakatatlo pa siya when you think about it. Na parang, diba, minsan parang you also have to think of that na parang, what if there's more left in the tank? But I guess, as an athlete, alam mo naman yun sa sarili mo, kung kaya mo pa. Or but, baka first Effie, she felt na, you know what, I think this is it.
At saka ano, diba? Like, who would you say, even outside of tennis ha, pero like in sports, who would you say is the one champion who retired at his or her absolute peak?
Michael Jordan, but he came back.
Oh, sabagay, no? Right.
When he wasn't at his peak anymore. Diba? When he went to the Washington Wizards or Bullets or whatever. Diba? Parang, you know, when he left, champion, diba? Tapos, parang...
Ang hirap nga, no? When you think about it, pag champion, kunyari, reigning champion ka, ang hirap mag-retire because you're like...
Yeah, it's a hard decision. You're already on top of the world.
My gosh.
Hindi nila ma-resist nila yung bumabalik sila. Diba?
Pero sa akin kasi parang once bumalik sila, I don't have anything to say about it anymore because I feel like for them, it's just for fun. Parang they don't have to prove anything anymore.
They don't have to prove anything. Totoo.
Hindi kumbaga, it doesn't... Ako hindi ko na binibilang yung return performance.
Tsaka parang it doesn't erase... yung pre-retirement mo.
Mm.
Diba? Yung you had your pre-retirement record, yung failure mo dun sa the return mo doesn't really negate what you achieved before. Diba? Number 3 from Puchoy Choy to my greatest rival. Batuhin mo na ako ng kahit ano. Bato, hollow block, semento, bakal. Wag lang intriga. Ako, this is my super, super... hugot ko to. Kasi for me, parang we could be the fiercest rivals. Pero sana walang personalan.
Yeah.
You know, I really hate it when you're rivals with someone and they go below the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang, hindi ba dapat labanan lang tayo? Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine sports or showbiz or whatever in the industry? Tapos they go below the belt. Yung instead of just focusing on what you're competing with, nandun sila sa sisiraan kanila, they'll say something, chismis ang kanila. Yun yung ayokong part ng competition. We can compete as fiercely as you want.
Mm-mm.
Pero leave the intriga out of it because what does that have to do with it?
And diba? It's so... And
diba?
Then,
lalo na kung walang basis yung sinasabi nila na intriga about you.
And it's so unnecessary because, diba, like, we, you know, people always say that sports, it's really a mental game, diba?
Yes.
So it's kind of like an unnecessary thing that you have to stress about instead of just focusing on
the task.
On the task, your training, your performance,
true,
and everything. Kasi ang dami pang ibang stressors na actually part of the game, but this is not part of the game, but it is taking up my mental space. Diba?
Unless you're like Novak Djokovic, na parang, deserve na intrigahin at pag-usapan, diba? Kasi, hindi parang naman biru-biru yung total, mga
Usong-uso tong statement na to ngayong panahon ng election. Alam mo, Hazel, ano ka eh? Bias.
Bias.
walang ED ha. Bias ka eh. Bias. Grabe eh. And number 2 from this guy, JV. Ito, for boxers. To my greatest rival, the only way you will be champion is if one of us changes weight class. Kunyari, bumigat ako or gumaan ako, tapos ilipat ako ng weight class. Yun, may chance ka na. But as long as we're in the same weight class, sorry, you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Ever. Gusto ko talaga yung ano, yung drama ng yung girian nila sa boxing.
Weigh in.
It's almost weigh in. It's almost WWE level.
Yeah.
Yung
yeah,
alam mo, minsan
boxing
na.
Boxing or MMA.
Tsaka
diba?
Minsan cartoonish na. Eh kasi yung boxing, di ba, legit naman siya. So, pero nakakatawa talaga yung pag nag-aanuhan sila na
yung
it's
parang
so
their faces are so close
parang
to each other.
Lips to lips na sila.
It's so theatrical.
Pero,
kasi.
You think yung before, yung super cute, I think it was a Korean MMA fighter.
Nag-kits?
Hindi, yung nag-ano, yung parang naglabas siya ng finger heart. Ang cute nun. Yung parang sobrang angas na nila. You know what? Tapos bilang, wait. Tapos naglabas
siya ng finger heart.
And I'm like, that's so adorable.
And the top, to my greatest rival, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
to my greatest rival, if ever I would lose, I would rather lose to you. But that's irrelevant because I'm not gonna lose. Alam mo yun, yung, it's nice that you give them a little pat on the back na, if I would, I would rather lose to you, but I won't eh. So,
yeah.
FYI lang.
Alam mo, it really, you have to put yourself in that mental state na you're not gonna lose.
Yes, yes. Actually, it's weird ah. Alam mo, I've thought about this many times. Yung if I were a sports competitor, I'd be so torn. Kasi I read this everywhere that that's what champions are made of. They don't even...
No.
They don't even think entertain. About the idea. They do not entertain the thought of losing. Yeah. But at the same time, pag naman tinake mo yung standpoint ng mental health, it's also, it's healthy naman, di ba, na parang win or lose, you should be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Pero at the same time, ayaw mong papasukin yung thought that you might lose.
Mm-mm.
So, TBH, I'm so torn about this one. Because...
I think talaga, dapat talaga, dun ka sa, you don't entertain the thought of losing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you should have that bounce back ability. Na parang, you thought na for sure you were gonna win. Pero kunyari, let's say hindi ka nga nanalo, you should be able to bounce back
to
pretty
bounce
fast.
Back.
Yeah. Here's the thing kasi, I don't think it's really more consciously not thinking about losing. It's more on focusing on yourself. Because when you're, you know, let's say, yun nga, sports, diba? You focus on your performance, your form, your training. Ang dami mo pang ibang kailangan isipin instead of just telling yourself, we're not gonna lose.
Right.
Hindi siya consciously iniisip. It's more like you're focused on yourself.
Right.
That's the mental state you're not going to lose.
You know what? They do say that actually the best athletes are the ones who hate losing more than they love winning.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, like for example, Serena Williams, Michael Jordan, you know, they're considered goats in their sports, right? They are the ones who will be the first to tell you that the reason they won so much was because more than they loved winning, they hated losing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in that case, I should win more. Because I hate losing.
Yeah.
I mean, like kunyari, ano lang, in Pokemon, parang the aspect of Pokemon that I don't like is like battling. Because I hate losing. The few times
wait,
that
so you don't battle?
No, I
so
do.
So you don't battle na lang?
Only if I have to. Okay. I mean, I do because do. May mga task na kailangan mong gawin. Pero like, I don't enjoy it. Kasi talagang nanggigigil ako
to be
pag
fair,
natatalo ako.
Same din naman.
Na feeling ko ganyan din kayo. Yung tipong ikaw, Chico, for example, yung Pokemon, siguro kung may ka-battle ka, tapos it was a close call, nanalo ka, I bet hindi mo na iba-battle ulit yun. Kasi makamatalo ka pa.
Pero alam mo, ako din kasi, I get tired of competition. Yung pag too much competition.
Nakakapagod.
Nakakapagod siya.
Totoo yan.
Para kasi
totoo
siyang, I describe it as a flexed muscle. Na sobrang tagal naka-flex ng brain mo. That you're in competition with somebody. That you get tired of it.
Ako kasi, in my life, I hate na hate ko yung, kasi ako, I'm very willing to, no matter how fierce, how much of a fierce rival we are. Yung parang pag meron tayong lull, yung I can be like, hey, you know what? We're really fierce rivals, but I can also encounter you as a human being, and we can actually be good.
Mm-mm.
I hate it when I get into that zone.
Yeah.
Tapos malalaman ko yung kabilang tao hindi ganun yung basa nila sa situation. Alam mo yung parang I feel rejected. Na kunyari ako yung parang, hey, you know what? We can actually be like, not friends, but you know what I mean? Like, we can be okay with each other. Tapos bilang malalaman mo yung kabilang team, parang, no, you're, kalabang ka namin.
Oo, kalaban ka lang.
Oo, yung parang, like, when they don't transcend the competition, actually feel bad.
Mm-mm.
Na parang, what? You can't even entertain the thought that we can actually be okay as people.
Yeah.
That you can remove the people from the competition. Yun, naano ko na.
I don't know that I can be friends with a rival. Not at the height of the rivalry. I probably can maybe long after the rivalry.
Baka pag tapos na.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And alam mo, parang feeling ko tuloy, I've experienced, parang may bumalik na memory sa akin memory. Before. Because, whenever, like, let's say I do join competitions, yung mga kasama ko dun sa group namin, or like, heat, yun yung tawag, I would always try to be like, uy, congrats, ganyan. But there would be, like, some situations where hindi kami pantay ng healthy competition na level.
Right,
for them,
right.
It's so serious.
Yeah.
Yung parang kuwari mag-greet na ako na, uy, congrats! They're like, ibabato nila yung goggles nila. Yung mga ganun.
Right, right.
And I'm like, and it was so weird because as a kid, I couldn't process that. Yung parang ako,
parang di ba game lang
to? Oo! But obviously for them, it's life.
I get it though.
Kasi it's the start of their career.
I get it though.
Pero for me, it's a little strange na you can't accept it. Kung ikaw naman yung nanalo.
Ikaw naman yung nanalo.
Because for me, it's much, much, much easier to be, you know, to stay friendly. Kung ako yung nanalo, kung ako yung hindi nanalo, then I can't.
Oo.
Ako medyo bad sport. Pero that's the way it is. Parang kung ako yung nanalo, I have no problems, you know, chit-chatting
totoo.
With you.
I mean, gets ko yung magagalit siya. Kunyari, parang ikaw yung nanalo, tapos lumapit ka sa kanya and you said, hey, better luck next time. Yun pa, di ba? Magdadabugan kita, di ba? Babatuin ko yung goggles ko.
Feeling ko kasi, as much as it is, you know, like a group, like may team ka, individual competition kasi siya. So
that's
kahit
true.
Napanalo ka, hindi mo na-beat yung time mo before. Siguro may onting galit pa din sila.
Or baka hindi naman sila galit sa'yo.
Oh, they're like, galit sila.
There's an internal monologue na hindi mo na nabibinig.
Uh-oh.
They're mad at something else, you know. And there you go, the top 10 to my greatest rival. We've got a couple of more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And of course, we are live on Facebook.
So, hello.
Hello. Okay, so before we start with the Top 10, somebody sent me a DM. Let's just greet Snorlax. Okay. I'm a podcast rusher from CDO, and I'll be taking the bar exams tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So can you please give a big shout out?
Like it's been put off so many times, right?
Right.
Yes.
And shout out to all my fellow barristers and wish them good luck for tomorrow and on Sunday. Let's slay the bar dragon. See you during the oath-taking, future pañeros and pañeras. Thank you so much, guys. So, yeah, I mean, like,
good luck!
Good luck! And hopefully you get it on the first try. Or if not, second, third, doesn't matter. As long as you
go
and get it.
And
don't F it up.
Right? So, yeah. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck to you. Good luck to my BFF, Paula.
Hello.
She's going to take the bar exam, too.
I feel so shook. For people on Facebook Live,
why?
Parang every, you know, once in a blue moon, ko lang makikita si Marky in a loose shirt.
I know.
Like, like usually it's like either very, very tight or nakasando.
Nakasando or topless.
This is more like a Chico look.
Yeah, no, oh, I love this gosh. Shirt.
All
it's
right.
Like a friend gave it to me from Pokemon Go.
Oh, wow.
US.
Oh, nice. So, here we go. We've got our top 10. Sabi ni Nathaniel, good luck, baristas.
Barista.
Hindi po baristas.
It's barista.
Barristers. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Hashtag to my greatest rival. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malas guy. It's hard for me to admit, but yeah, you were always the standard I was trying to surpass. But that's actually a nice thing to say. Diba, if you hear that from your greatest rival, parang, oh, thank you. I mean, at least you got the... Kasi mas gusto ko na yun kesa yung binabash ka nila na parang, oh, you're overrated or you're not really that good. You know, this is blah, 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 blah. Mas gusto ko na yun. At least it's a it's some sort of what's the word for it? Parang validation from your peer. And number 9, coming from Victoriano, to my greatest rival, give chance to others naman. Puro na lang ikaw. Retire, retire din pag may time. So, well, it's up to them if they want to retire. Number 8, coming from Puchoy Choy, to my greatest rival, kumusta naman? Nakakatulog ba ng mahimbing ang mga cheater?
Oh.
Ooh, be careful with those accusations.
Yeah, you better have proof.
You have to be able to back it up when you say
you gotta back it up. True.
That they cheated, that's why they won. Number 7, coming from Camilo, to my greatest rival, nagpaparinig ka sa akin. Mali naman ang spelling mo ng loser. Talagang double O. So ano, mas maluwag ako?
Loser!
Oh, mas maluwag daw. Mas maluwag. Number 6, coming from Archer Aguilar, to my greatest rival, paano tayo naging rivals? Kung di naman, hindi mo naman ako pinatalo ever. Totoo yan.
Oh yeah, oo nga.
Hindi kasi, diba,
what
when you think
rivalry?
About it, even if you're always second place, let's just say, so, ikaw na yung closest, pero parang, you're still not a rival? Mm-hmm. Dapat kahit paano natatalo nyo yung isa't isa for you to become legitimate rivals. No? Kasi like...
Pero alam mo, kung ako yung laging natatalo, I wouldn't have the audacity to call you a rival. Kasi ako lagi yung natatalo.
Pero but
like,
if...
But if ikaw
lagi yung second place...
Talo pa din.
Pero,
kasi parang I wouldn't want to highlight the fact na
lagi kang talo.
Lagi akong talo by calling you my rival. You know what I mean?
Oo nga, no.
Like, I would just say the sideline.
Kung lagi mo ni rival, yung lagi mong natatalo.
Oo, di ba? Parang kapal ng mukha.
True.
Ang sabagay.
The acidity.
Pero how, I wonder if merong ganun, no? Like, yung, siya na yung closest.
Yeah.
But never really beat the champion.
Never.
Pero wala nang ibang, kumbaga, ikaw na yung pinaka-rival niya. Kasi, kesa naman yung 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, diba?
Siguro, ano, competition, but not rival.
Not rival.
It's like, ano, it's like going back to tennis, it's like Sharapova and Serena. You know, people call them rivals, but where is the rivalry? She hasn't beaten Serena in how many, in a decade. Alam mo yung parang
right,
what
right.
rivalry? Maybe in the beginning it started off that way. Diba? Kasi she beat Serena in one Grand Slam. But then, yun. So, Serena looked at her as a rival after that and vowed to herself that she will never ever lose again to Maria. And she never did.
And she never.
But it didn't come from Sharapova. Na rival
it also came from her. No, she wrote a book. She wrote an autobiography, and she actually said there nga na parang, you know, she heard Serena crying in the bathroom after Maria won, and parang basically yun nga na sinabi niya na when she beat Serena, she didn't take it very well. So parang yeah, ganun. Because they weren't really friends for a long time. But I think they're good now because, you know, Maria's retired and Serena's been taking it easy. So, medyo chill na sila.
But who would you say, throughout her career, kasi syempre, ang haba kasi ng career ni Serena, so I'm sure nag-iba-iba yan through the years. Pero who would you say yung pinaka-rival na niya? Kumbaga kay...
Venus!
Si Venus na rin talaga.
Yeah.
Kasi kumbaga kay Roger, parang... Diba, it's Roger and Rafa talaga eh. Even if, let's say...
Tapos may umepal, oo.
Oo, alam mo, kahit yung later on, umariba din yung isa. Parang throughout his career,
hindi,
it was really
yun,
Rafa eh.
Totoo naman yun. Kaya nga, ano, kaya hindi popular yung isa. Siya yung parang medyo hindi ano sa fans. Kasi nga, parang siya yung... Teka, may rivalry na nangyayari dito between those two. Tapos biglang may eto na, biglang may sumingit na isa. Kaya hirap to gain favor from the fans eh. So, yun lang. Pero yun, for Serena, I think it's really Venus.
Oh my gosh, imagine if your biggest rival is your family member.
Oh my gosh. Pero ganun sila ka amazing.
Oh.
I mean, that's just what makes it so... Like, how many... Grand All in the Slam finals was that, di ba? Na it was Venus versus
yeah.
Serena. Parang, gusto niyo bang paglaruin pa yung iba? Kasi parang, wala na eh. Kayo na lang eh. Kayo na lang ang namamakyaw ng mga... And there was a time parang nagsasalit-salit lang sila kung sino yung
yeah.
mananalo sa Grand yep. Slam, di ba? So, yeah. Number 5 from I Am Shy Girl. To my greatest rival, you may be prettier, pero hindi ka mananalo sa akin sa question and answer portion. Well, when it comes to mga pageants, depende na lang who wins more in their
hearts.
Strength. Hindi, like kunyari.
Yeah, ang problema kasi, magaling ka sa Q&A. What if, because you're not, you know, you're not as pretty, you don't even get to that point.
Actually, that's true. Kunyari, ligwak ka na sa swimsuit or sa...
Oo, diba?
Hindi ka naaabot. Pero kunyari, umaabot ka. Yeah, let's face it. That'll trump all the other stuff. Kasi yun yung last, ano nila eh, pang separate ng grain from the chaff, diba? It's really the Q&A. Usually yan, nasa-save yan pag lima na lang. Tapos ibe-base na nila doon. Tapos bahala na kayo. Kahit sino yung mas maganda kay whoever. Whoever gives the best answer, usually, not always, usually wins. Number 4 from Genshin Impacto. To my greatest rival, oh no! Nahulog yung mga trophy ko kasi dami-dami kong hawak na trophy eh. Rival! Can you pick up my trophy for
Please
me?
Please help me.
Total, wala ka namang hawak.
Oh my God.
If you just wanted to be petty, this is how to do it.
Yeah. Ang diva pa nung karibal mo eh, no? Ang sarap sampalin. This reminds me of Drag Race UK versus The World. Hindi naman sila rivals, pero tawang-tawa lang ako kasi na-call out si Monique Hart nung isang queen na
si
parang
Blue Hydrangea.
Blue Hydrangea, sabi niya, you know, there was one event, like a meet and greet or something like that, na parang nadivahan siya ni Monique na sinabi daw ni Monique. Ano yung sinabi ni Monique, Marky?
Tie my shoes or something.
Yun, no, something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
No, but Blue Hydrangea kasi was new at the time. So, she was just basically there and Monique asked her to tie her shoes. But, yeah, it came off wrong.
Baka naman it was more like pake, pero I guess it came out like a command. Hindi kasi diba pwede naman yun. Alam mo yung parang, ay, because of what I'm wearing, I can't really bend down to tie it. So, hey, could you please tie my shoes for
me? Yeah, but obviously she's... That's not how she talks.
I know.
I know.
It's all about how you say it.
It's even how you
if
say
you,
it
even if you mean that way, diba?
Oo.
You mean it that way.
Tsaka pag hindi pa kasi kayo close, kahit parang, you know, that's just the way they talk, you're not gonna understand it, diba?
Right.
Kasi hindi mo naman siya kilala eh.
Oo nga. And number 3, coming from Milky Bear. To my greatest rival, yes, you're pretty, but I'm violent. Kapag ba sinapak kita, may magagawa yung ganda mo. Okay! Let's stay away from violence.
Yeah. No.
And stick with peace, okay? Number 2 from the Caesar Salad. To my greatest rival, you're going to have to do more than that to intimidate me.
Ooh!
No. That's the best
so
one.
Much confidence.
Yan na ba yun? Yan na yun? Going to have to do more. And the top to my greatest rival comes from Memski.
Memski says,
you must have my back memorized by now since you're always behind me.
Ganda.
Yeah. Puro likod ko naman yung nakikita mo eh, diba? So siguro, memoriado mo na yun.
Parang let me send
Alam
myself.
Mo, parang ano... Parang na-remind ako niya nung mga lumang landian sa text before.
Mm.
Alam niyo ba yun? Na-send niyo ba to ever sa kung kanino mang nilalandi niyo nung uso pa mag-text-text? Yung parang, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I've heard people talking behind your back. Talking about you behind your back. Tapos parang, they've been saying, nice ass. Yung
okay.
May alam mo yung mga kumukalat na mga Mga ganong text. Did you ever send it to anyone?
Alam mo, malamang ha, sa market ko, wala akong napadala. Parang no, okay? Parang no. I don't think it's going to end well kung may padala na ko ng ang ganyang klaseng ano, pick-up line.
Parang hindi accurate. Ay, hindi accurate. Okay.
Let's just say, I wouldn't be so bold.
Or you were.
No, no, I don't think so. Hindi ko carry yung
ganyan. Literally.
But there you go. We've got one more batch. But we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth and return with our final batch of the top 10. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
Monster RX 93.1. Top 10. The Morning Rush
Top 10. Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook. And speaking of live, tomorrow we will have our Facebook Live a little earlier. So probably an hour earlier. So maybe around 8:15. We will be having our Facebook Live to make way for the presidential forum. Tomorrow at 9, we will be airing that at 9 again, 9 a.m. So Facebook Live will be a little earlier tomorrow, Friday. Okay? And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malice Guy, to my greatest rival. Let's start off with Alex Vel Espinas. The only person that stops me from achieving my greatest potential is not somebody else. It's me. So, yun ang kanyang ano. Kumbaga parang, everybody else, I will triumph over. Pero pag sarili ko, yun, dyan tayo magkakaproblema. It's the source. The very source. Number 9, coming from ODH. This is when it comes to American Idol. The real battle will be after the competition. It will be about album sales, Billboard chart placements, and awards.
Totoo yan. That's true. Yeah. In all reality shows.
Yeah, it's after the competition.
You know, I love our former guest's take on it, si Oliver Twixt. Because he always tells people he talked to, now, when you're in a reality show, like if it's a competition, your goal shouldn't be to win. Your goal should be to make a mark. Your goal should be to be memorable. Because, you know, not everybody will win. There can only be one. Of course, if you win, that's great. But if you don't, you better make sure that that's not the last they'll see of you. Na parang magkakaroon ng clamor to see you again.
Well, speaking from someone who comes from a reality show, yes. Like, literally, I mean, I don't know where everyone else in my season is at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where staying power, not just if you're doing a singing contest, you're going to be a singer, right? You have to be able to stay in the industry for a long period of time and keep reinventing who you are.
I have a question, Marky.
Yeah.
Did you stay in contact with the people you were in the competition with nung umpisa? Para bang, kasi I remember si Lemon mentioned something about Jimbo na, yeah, parang at first, diba, parang you're all like sisters, but then after a while, parang you kind of
lose touch because like sometimes you don't really have much in common, especially for me. My season was actually Jovit, but I don't. Yeah, it's I was in the first season of Pilipinas Got Talent.
Oh my gosh, Jovit, cha ba si ano? Too much love will kill you.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I don't know what happened. He wasted it all. But I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back with a vengeance.
Pero
right?
Ganun talaga siya,
I'm rooting for him. Super rooting for him. If you hear me, Jobit, you got this.
And number 8, coming from Chasing Charles naman. Ito for office rivals. To my greatest rival, your pagsisip-sip versus my actual skills. Let's just see who will emerge victorious. Well, sometimes the sip-sip wins. Sometimes the skills
Or who will last longer?
How about if you form an alliance?
Pwede rin.
Pwede rin.
Kasi, di ba, imagine mo parang yung weakness ng isa, strength ng isa. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you work together.
Mm-hmm. Kasi kapag separate kayo, I mean like, at some point, the sip-sip will, you know, run out.
Yeah.
They would have to look at your skills at one point. But at the same time, minsan, kailangan mo din, di ba, to be on their good side.
Unless, isa lang yung spot. Kunyari, promotion. Isa lang ang pwedeng ma-promote as whatever.
O kaya nga, kung puro sip-sip ka, you get promoted.
Diba? I mean, yeah. Para siyang survivor, yung, yeah, you can make an alliance, but up to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos paglampas nyo doon, wala, every man for himself.
Kanya-kanya na.
Kanya-kanya na talaga. Number 7 from Victoriano. To my greatest rival, ay sorry, hindi ako na-inform. Battle of the Brainless pala ang contest. Sige, sayo na to. Yeah, I guess. Depende rin sa... Alam mo yung, ang hirap pa kunyari, ano ba yung contest? Papangitan. Eh, ikaw na manalo.
Love it.
Depende kung ano yung contest kasi to begin with. Number 6 from Puchoy Choi. To my greatest rival, my mother-in-law, I gladly accept defeat na hindi adobo ko ang paborito ng anak niyo. Pero, ako pa rin ang madalas magpakain sa kanya. Eh, syempre, ikaw nagluluto sa bahay niyo. Diba?
No! Please! Yeah. My God!
Tama naman talaga.
Tama naman siya
pag
nagluluto.
Pag ako nagluto.
Pag ikaw asawa, edi ikaw ang madalas nagluluto.
So, kainin mo.
Syempre.
Pero ano for you yung ideal relationship ng partner niyo sa
with the mother-in-law?
Future mother-in-law niyo.
What do you mean?
Hindi, parang ano yung for you the perfect relationship? Kasi diba, ako personally, ayoko din naman na hindi sila close because that's very telling.
Oh, of course.
Kasi ako, I'm very close with my own mom, so I would also want my partner to be close with their mom, diba? So, pero not to the point na sobrang close sila na yun nga na parang kakampihan niya every time over me.
I wouldn't want to feel like I'm in competition in any way. Time, effort, and I feel like the only way to do that is to like communicate why, let's say, this time around, okay, I'm gonna choose obviously my mom. Just next time around, parang explain mo naman kung bakit. Parang ganun.
Ako more of like a balance. Like, I wouldn't want to not be close to them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
of course.
Want them to be strangers. So obviously, gusto mo rin naman, you also look at them as a parent, mm-hmm. as one another parent outside of your yeah. own. But I also feel like there should be, like hindi rin yung sobrang they're part of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yung kailangan meron ka ding parang autonomous
yes.
region.
Pero ano, house. Alam mo ba, may dream ako. Gusto ko yung parang super if a friend ko, kunwari, yun nga, mother-in-law.
Mm.
To the point na pwede kaming mag-lunch out
yeah,
together.
Yeah, that's great.
Yung ganun.
Yeah, that's
parang,
great.
I feel
great.
Like it's fun.
Ayoko lang yung parang idea na parang yung always in your face yung gets. Yung
yeah.
maganda yung
alam
meron
mo, may kilala ako.
Oh.
Parang yung sinabi ni Rica.
Uh-oh.
Yung ganun. Yung parang close sila to the point na they parang amiga na sila halos nung mom, right?
Mm.
But the dynamics change once they got married.
Oh. What? For
I mean,
the better? For the worse?
Oh, so.
Close, but parang biglang, doon na kasi lalabas yung mga totoong pagkatao ng mga tao. You know what I mean? So, parang, kasi pag you're all amiga-amiga, parang, di ba, parang you only see all the positive traits, all the good side. Pero pag you belong to the same family already, then they're more comfortable to call the shots and to, alam mo yun, medyo nag-iiba ng, there's a little bit of a switch.
Baka yeah, posible yeah, din kasi na magkaroon ng ganung conflict because you still don't see them as family. Kasi di ba kapag sa family mo, kahit ano sabihin nila sa'yo, at the end of the day, diba? Pamilya mo pa rin sila. So maybe the reason why you still get hurt and you're still a little, you know, parang iffy is because you don't see them as family. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's possible.
But I like that. To be able to be close to your, you know, future mother-in-law or future father-in-law.
No.
Kahit yung nanay ng ex ko tumatawag.
Anong sabi nung nanay ng ex mo?
Wala. I'll send it to you now.
Ano, meron din tayong friend na ano, nag-Viber, ah. May office lang tayo nag-Viber. Sabi niya, correct.
Ay.
May nakarelate. Sabi niya, kahit close kayo bago mag-asawa, nag-iiba pag mag-asawa.
Oh.
True. That is true.
Sabay yung message sa akin, Hoy, secret.
Ang daya, ikaw lang may alam.
Oo nga, ikaw lang may alam.
Para I need to know who.
Oo nga eh. And number 5 from Jungkook's girl, to my greatest rival, if you asked me this several years ago, marami ako masasabi. But as I've grown, my mentality has changed from work until your idols become your rivals to more like work until your idols become your peers.
Yes.
I actually don't see them as rivals anymore.
Yes.
Parang
yes.
Pwede namang mag-coexist tayo. It's not you versus me. Pwede namang we just happen to work. Well, this works kasi for office settings. Kasi totoo yan. Why do you always look at your co-workers as rivals? Pero pag sports kasi hindi mo pwedeng hindi rivals. Uh-oh. Kasi that's the whole concept, right? Faster, stronger, higher, diba? So medyo ang hirap pag sports kasi wala rivals talaga eh. Or yun nga, like Marky said, pag yung mga competitions, like talent competition, Survivor, wala rivals talaga eh. There's just no ifs or buts about it.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Because mostly when you go into those competitions, yes, they're rivals, but you're also so excited because you're going to get a platform that you're able to perform and be whoever you want to be. So at the end of the day, if you look at it like that, yes, it's a win-win.
Not to be close with your rivals, especially when you got that shared experience. Kasi parang nobody else from the outside can relate to what you're going through eh. It's only you guys, diba? Kayo-kayo lang din yung nagkakaintindihan. So medyo parang it's almost inevitable that you will form some sort of bond even with your, you know, most bitter rival.
At saka sometimes, like kunyari pag singing contest, diba? Yung kunyari, you're a very niche kind of act. Yung kunyari, it's American Idol. So obviously, diba, pop yan, ganyan, R&B.
Tapos biglang Scotty
McCreary, ganon. Biglang, like kunyari, bigla kang jazz artist, diba? So obviously, you're not going to win because it's not very popular. Pero after the competition, pwedeng you could have made your mark as a jazz musician, diba? And make it big in that genre. So
si ano? Si Hailey
Stein, Hailey Reinhardt pala.
Yeah. Totoo. Uh-huh. Diba? May mga ganyan talaga eh. And yes, Scotty McCreary. And
Scotty Stein.
Scotty McCreary.
Ewan ko ba magpanalo yun?
Ay, nako! Bahala kayo sa buhay
ano ba siya? Mo. White man with a guitar?
Yes.
Hailey should have won that. Sorry. Hailey should have won that.
I got a moon in the window.
I hate it. So
ako din. As in.
Ang galing ni Hailey.
Super
galing ni Hailey.
Super. Team Hailey.
Whatever.
Have you heard her version of Freak?
Yes.
It's so talented.
It's
so
recognizable. YouTube niya with ano. What do you call that group? The
Post
one that
Modern
I like.
Jukebox.
Yes. My God. I love. Yeah. Yun.
Oh, she is great. Oh, she's amazing.
I know.
So many good songs.
Okay. Moving on. Number.
Ako na nga si Scotty McCreary.
Making it big.
Where?
In your heart. Country music. Country music talaga. They have their own world, diba?
Oh, di ba kayo country fans?
They even have like their own awards.
Malay nyo ba? Malay nyo in the country world.
I don't see him moving around in Blake Shelton's circle.
May sarili siyang circle. Bakit ba? Bakit sila ba ang circle? Dami-daming bilog sa mundo. Basta masasabi ko lang sa inyong mga haters.
Piling ko kaya ni Marky yun.
Ano ba yung kanta yun? Hindi ko kakilala yung kanta eh.
Oo nga eh.
I don't know. I don't
know. The lights down low. Do ganun yun.
Parang ganun. Yan.
Ganun. Pero mo, napaka-recognizable tayo. Kasi kahit ikaw alam yung kanta.
Diba?
Like, you remember that for some reason and you're like, what is this?
Totoo.
It's so annoying to listen to. I swear.
Alam mo, aaralin ko yon. Tapos kakantahin ko on air para lang pang asar sa inyo.
Grabe, no? Kapag puti, mabilis tumanda.
Ito ba yun?
Turn lights down low.
Lock your door and turn the lights down.
Lock your door and turn the lights down.
Baka
kaya din kumita.
Ano?
Lock your door.
Lock your door and turn the lights down.
Ang hirap kasi, ang bababa ng boses niya, ang taas-taas ng boses ko.
Lock your door and turn your lights
sige.
Down low.
Ayun, parang ganun.
Lock your door and turn the lights down low.
Ayun. I'm pretty sure anyone who watched American Idol remembers.
About this all day long.
Oh my gosh, Chico, I can't believe you're so attracted to this. I mean, I can't. It's just so sobrang layo kasi sa...
Diba kanta pinag-uusapan? Aray ko.
Mang layo lang as sa usual ano.
Kasi di ba pop ang gusto ko.
Pop, oo. Sa usual thing.
I can't get over it. I'm gonna memorize the song.
It's so good.
And number, let's see. Number 4 from LA Supergirl. To my greatest rival. Ha? Yun na yung best mo. Kulang. Ako na naman ang winner.
Well, if you look at it closely, then they're kind of rooting for you.
A little bit.
Right? Yung parang, uy, galingan mo naman.
Because they're tired of winning. Yeah. Oh. Number 3 from Coco Hernandez. To my greatest rival, it bothers me that it doesn't bother you, that it bothers me.
Oh, wait lang.
Wait, I have to understand.
Ano daw? It bothers me.
It bothers me.
That it doesn't bother you, that it bothers me.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And number 2 from Gambit Gab, to my greatest rival, you may have won, but was it worth what you lost to get it?
Oh.
Oh, that's
like you lose friendship.
That's heavy, yeah.
You can lose family,
parang
all sorts
ano,
of things.
Diba, minsan sa Survivor nangyayari yun. Yung when they betray somebody to win, tapos ang hindi nila alam, yung binetray nila, legit na pala na ang tingin sa kanila talagang lifelong friend. Di ba nga ganun?
Tapos,
diba, sometimes
parang... may chance pala, baka type mo, tapos biglang nawala na ng chance kasi tinalo ka.
Oo, diba? Yung mga ganun.
Kanina wala pa si Marky nung nagtanungan tayo about, you know, being attracted to your rival.
To your rival.
Oo. Ikaw ba? Do you think it's something... yung ngiti pa lang ni Marky, parang alam ko na yung sagot eh.
I mean, sometimes, giging jowa mo rin.
Okay.
Diba? It happens. When you're in a relationship, when you're in a area, in a place in your life where you're looking for someone that's like you. Oh.
Mm.
And sometimes you learn from each other. Lights down low.
And the top to my greatest rival comes from the Super Malice Guy.
The Super Malice Guy says,
this is an interesting question. Had we not been rivals, could we have been friends? Alam mo yung minsan meron kang rival, meron kang parang competitor na, yeah, you ended up like not getting along, well, for obvious reasons. Pero alam mo yung meron kang parang what if in your head na, alam mo, kunyari we met each other outside of the competition, we might actually be friends.
Alam mo, most friendships start off that way. Most of my friendships, my bestest friends in the world,
yeah,
we didn't have the best first encounters. Kasi pare-pareho kami na we all saw each other as competition when we first met. Yeah, but then, you know, hello, many years later, best friends kami.
Mm.
Kasi you have more in common than, you know,
yeah,
than
it's
you
true.
Think.
Tsaka pag ano,
kaya kayo,
parang kayo, di ba, parang yung competition kayo in school. But now that you're no longer in school, you realize you have a lot in common and you hang out as friends.
Mm-mm.
Actually, no?
That is true.
Oh, what about us?
Ako super simple lang nang sasabihin ko sa rival.
Oh.
GG. Alam mo yung sinasabi mo pag nanalo ka na.
Oh, yung parang good game.
Oh, parang
well,
nice try.
You can say GG even if you lost.
True.
Yeah, true.
Para ano, para to appear like a good sport, diba? GG ka din.
Yeah. Gusto ko yun, to appear, like, hindi man lang to be a good sport, eh, no?
To appear like you're a good sport.
Alam mo kung ano yung pinanggagalingan, eh, no?
No, but it's true. It's funny how that happens. Because like, whenever I play Pokemon Go and I do PvP battles, and then someone else wins or someone else loses pala, they're always the first one to say GG first.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Hindi, parang nga, ano nga, parang wala lang. Para hindi kapikon, di ba? So,
well, I'm the same way. Like, for example, if I lose, GG. That's the first thing I message.
Right.
Ay, ako, I don't. I only say GG, ano, pag, yun nga, if I win, parang consolation to them. GG. Parang, it's been nice playing with you. I mean,
it's been nice beating you.
Yeah.
Ako talaga, ano, in a competition, in any competition, I just stay quiet. Because I feel like, kung sino yung unang magsalita, sila yung talo. Even if like, let's say, ako talaga yung talo. Sino unang magsalita? You know, in that mental game.
Right, right.
I think so, the winner should, I feel like,
kasi
as a winner,
natin,
ikaw yung dapat na mag-ano eh. Maging big
mag-reach
enough
out.
To reach out to the person who lost. Kasi nanalo ka na nga eh, di ba?
Oo. Pero ako talaga like, it's super not in my nature to be that competitive. Although I've been in competitive situations, kumbaga parang I can exclude myself from the competitive state right after the event. Hindi na ako yung di ko na siya iniisip after if I lost or I won. It does not consume me because for me, doon lang siya and then I leave it after.
Ako yun talaga, like when I agreed with one of the entries, that's really my thing with competition. Yung sana walang personalan.
Yeah.
You know, like we can be the fiercest rivals, but let's stick to whatever it is we're competing for.
True.
Whether it's an actual contest, or it's about work, or it's about love. You know, whatever it is, let's stick to the competition at hand. Let's not, kasi minsan it gets ugly. Yung you start, sisiraan mo siya, you'll say stuff about that person. Yun yung part of competition that I don't like because it goes astray. It goes away from what you're actually competing for. So, for me yun, parang can we just play clean? No playing dirty. Let's not get into
tsaka,
the personal stuff.
Parang nawawalan ako ng gana once you play dirty.
Yes.
Because I feel like na-erase yung competition.
Yeah. Alam mo yung very online war, di ba?
So you're not the type who would do anything to win?
No.
Even play dirty?
No. I don't like
it. Not play dirty, but more like play more.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yung parang yung online comment section ngayon na pag hindi mo na alam yung sasabihin mo, pangit mo kasi, yung gano'n, yung parang, why do we get into that? Weren't we talking about politics? Parang gano'n.
We were talking about something else.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't like it when they just go into the personal stuff na.
So for example, when I personally see on our Facebook chat that Chico has gotten a new shiny Pokemon. Yeah, I just exit the app and like move on with my life and continue to grind because I get stressed out. Chico got it already.
I need to get my own.
Yun, ganon, di ba? Kaya ako,
it's something to push you to be better.
Tsaka walang pag-personal. Ako ganyan, pag si Marky nag-post ng ano, no, nag-post ng shiny, ano lang, yung alam mo yun, like, unfriend lang for a bit, tapos the next day, yeah, add ka ulit.
Stop me for a while.
Oh my God.
Tapos mag-add friend ka na lang ulit the next day. Tapos i-unblock mo na lang siya ulit sa phone mo.
And then, twinsies. We have twin Chinese.
At okay na ulit. Happy na ulit kami.
Alam mo, nung bago pa yung Pokemon, naalala ko pa, medyo nandadaya pa ako when I used to play it. Alam mo yung parang nandito ako sa Ortigas, pero parang may nangyayari na may parang glitch na minsan parang napupunta ako sa napupunta ako sa ibang lugar.
Ah, but that's not cheating. That's just part of the...
Yeah, so I would try to do it over and over again. Kasi parang feeling ko, parang nakakaisa ako. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Parang ano eh, no? Yun yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng ligaya eh, pag nakakaisa ka.
Isa lang eh. Grabe naman, isa lang eh.
I'm not gonna like go out of my way to do that. What if the opportunity presents itself? Diba?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, thank you for joining us. And again, we'd just like to inform everyone, Facebook Live will be an hour earlier tomorrow because at 9 a.m. we will have the presidential forum that we will air over RX 93.1. So, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Follow the Morning Rush hosts online at Chico Garcia, at Marky Strome, at Rika GGG, at Hazel Hottie.
Tune in again tomorrow. RX.
The Morning Rush. Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Only on The Monster.
Top 10, the best-selling books, hilarious topics,
intelligent, creative, and funny responses.
TMR Top 10.
Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931.
And at RX931 on FB and YouTube.
Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.